The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. However you're taking us in, we appreciate it. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin alongside, and of course, Unscripted with Crackman Bill Krakenberger coming up here in mere moments. We get tweets at Be the Book. I just want to get to a couple of these here before we I just want to react also to that little awards exercise that we just did there. By the way, great idea from Kelly Bidlin to do that. Bobby Knuckles. Hey, Kelly, I'm curious where the awards for best tweeter of the year for ANG will be so I can wear a tie. Yeah, we should do that as well. DP, Vegas DP. No coach of the year for Andy Reid. Not among our nine, our panel of nine, there wasn't. That's the thing with Andy Reid, man. He's got Patrick Mahomes. It's just so hard. And I hear you, man. Like, what does he have to do? 17-0, probably, to even get consideration? The numbers guys. Morning, Gil. Hey, I don't want to pull your card or anything, but in the last segment in the MVP section, you referred to Jason Weingarten as Jason Weingardner. Did you catch that? Big fan, great show. I don't know. Maybe I did. My apologies if I did. Believe me, if you stick around long enough, there will be a mistake out of my mouth. Jay Buckley. Riding home from Mohegan Sun, and we get the crack man. Happy Thursday, fellas. Nevada Azer, I missed the award segments. Can you run them down again? I'll give my highlights here momentarily. And Colin Murphy, great segment. Maybe next year you can wear tuxes like Brian Ortega, and please remove Fezzik's vote ASAP. Hutchinson has a better shot at comeback player of the year than defensive player of the year. It is on his permanent file, I promise you. The highlights, to answer the gentleman's question here, Nevada Azer was, I assume you are a gentleman, Nevada Azer. I think for me was that coach of the year ended up being less splintered than defensive player of the year. So Kevin O'Connell got 6 out of 9 of the coach of the year votes, while defensive player of the year literally was, we had, what is it, seven different players. Yeah, well, we had 2 Van Ginkle, 2 Hendrickson, and everybody else was a single vote. So there you go. So that's 7 different players represented in 9 total votes. Only Hendrickson and Van Ginkle get 2. So that will be very interesting to see what ends up happening with defensive player of the year. That's anybody's, according to our little straw poll. So those are the 2 biggest things for me. Nothing else was that shocking. Oh, and of course, well, I'm bearing the headline, that comeback player of the year, these guys didn't seem to care. 5 out of 9 went with Sam Darnold, and that makes Kelly Bidlin very, very angry. We'll find out what the awards are actually resulting in winners on February 4th, I believe is the date. February 4th, if I'm not mistaken, the date when these are finally revealed. Which brings us to Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. What up, Billy?
Good morning. How are we doing?
I'm doing very well. Hold on. Wait for the remix here.
Okay.
Extended dance version. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Nobody gets this kind of intro, man.
Very nice. That and a parking pass. Wow, this company's great.
Did you finally get your parking pass?
Yes. I don't have to push on a button and beg to not pay.
It's like being in the Batcave, right?
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, well, good. So.
Humans' truck is in my parking spot, by the way. Just want to point that out.
Got some stuff to talk about
today.
Yes,
we do. I like that you're chewing gum this morning. I like that. This means you're serious.
Very rare
gum.
That I chew gum because I didn't get the water. So I got the parking space.
I don't have
free
water.
Either.
They didn't give me water for an hour.
It is what it is. It's amazing, like my brother calling me. It's only been 7-8
Steve
years.
Steve Krakenberger says.
It's only been like 7-8 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like my mom, what a wonderful woman. And still she would call on Sundays.
Yeah.
28 years.
Ah, you're making me sad.
Sunday morning, I'm betting props. I'm betting football tickets. And I didn't know.
When I did primetime action with Matt and Kelly, my dad, like clockwork, every other day would call. I'd be like, I told you I'm doing a show. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Anyway, but he wouldn't care.
Kelly comes in with the waters. He's like, oh,
sorry, Billy.
Don't be sorry. You're good, buddy. Live on air water.
By the
Kelly.
Way, my dad totally didn't care after I told him that. He would just keep talking.
Oh, right? Really? Oh, so he said, oh, sorry, I didn't know.
But what are you doing right now? This is, I had no idea. One is a doctor and one is still deciding, Bill. That's how they thought of their kids. By the way, Kelly brought you 2. He didn't bring me any.
There you go.
Thanks, man.
What a nice guy.
Nice guy.
So
penalty box.
I'm here last week, and a guy grabs me and says, "Hey, Bill, I follow you on Twitter, as I know you are, and I just want to get your opinion on this." He said, I bought into the Circa like you did the same exact week. I actually put notes on my phone to get this correct.
A percentage of an entry.
A percentage of an entry. Mm-hmm. And he said, I bought in through the Survivor Sweat, which I like those guys from Survivor Sweat.
Great idea.
Great idea. However, the availability of the teams were different. He didn't know it until the last week. He charted out a path and said he had Green Bay available the last week. This is before this weekend's games, by the way. He told me this. So now Friday, when he grabbed me on Friday, he says, "I just found out this morning that when the sheet came out, I think it was Thursday night, that we don't have Green Bay available."
Oh, so
that's why he spent $10,000 on two teams, and one of them did not have Green Bay. He thought he had Green Bay available. He thought they were going to use Green Bay. Obviously, it's a big favorite.
So the availability that was represented on the site for those respective entries that he invested in stated that they had Green Bay available.
Correct. That's why
they did not.
They did not.
Wow.
Now, how lucky did this guy get?
Because Green Bay ends up losing.
What a busted A, I call it. That's what they call it back east, a busted ass. How lucky did this guy get?
Well,
they had Indianapolis instead of Green Bay.
Wow.
And actually won.
So he got to the promised land.
He got to the promised land.
Oh, that, by the way, can I say, not just lucky for him.
Yeah.
I think lucky for everybody involved, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. 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 He was actually upset. He's like, "Oh, my God, we got to take Indy now instead of a 10-point favorite." And
disaster.
He actually went to Derek, and Derek went to say, "Just go to Jeff," because he got the business card, I guess, at the desk. They give the business card. Here's Circa Survivors information. Circa,
right, but let's be clear, Circa doesn't
nothing
have
to
anything
do
to do with it.
But
yeah,
you know, they were conduit into hey, this is a really good company that we know of, and they've been properly vetted. I know the guys behind it.
Yeah.
There's money there, and those guys are good guys.
Errors happen.
But errors happen.
But that's a. That's a
buyer beware.
That's the thing about this. Like, everyone's human. Errors happen. But some things involve a lot of money. Huh. And you can't have an error like that. You just can't.
It's just crazy. Thinking about it, it could have been real hairy at the end.
Absolutely.
Who's at fault? Like, how do you get?
I think about a couple things. I think about that. And I think about, you know, that the. And maybe I'm not informed enough about this, and maybe Derek and company had a plan for this, but there was a window where they could have flexed the Thursday night Christmas quote unquote weekend game, right? The Chicago Seattle game.
Right.
There was a window of time where they could have flexed that out. Then what?
Yeah.
If you're changing the NFL schedule while people are planning.
Sure. Sure.
Or as people have played teams and have not played teams based on what the expectation of when that game was going to be. And thankfully, it didn't get flexed.
Yeah. No, you're right. I just put myself in this guy's shoes. And if this happened to me, I would have been really upset.
Oh, who wouldn't have been?
Yeah. The 10-point favorite not available that you thought was available compared to a team that they had, an Indianapolis team, who just knocked me out the week before versus
Absolutely.
The Giants. But however, look how lucky he got.
Oh,
and no one's mad. No one, I just said that, wow, I don't know who's at fault there. It's just an error.
It's just an error.
And maybe they have it on their site that errors can happen and it's not our fault.
Yeah, maybe there is.
But then he was telling me about he was staying in one of the casinos in town. And he was like, wow, I stayed at the Skylofts over at BetMGM. You know, when you go into MGM, I mean, when you go into MGM Casino, MGM Grand. The first little valet there is for Skylofts, and the second one's for the main casino, but it's still MGM. And he's like, "Yeah, I went in there, and my wife and I were in there. His girlfriend were in there, and they ordered room service from the phone. There was no prices." And he said, "I had two salmon, bacon eggs, and bacon eggs. Two salmon dishes, and I also had some bacon eggs on the side. Coffee and tea." And he goes, "I want to go give the guy $20, and there was a $50 auto gratuity on the bill already."
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "I was like, wait, $50? What happened here?" And
we
had a fruit plate too. I want to give you the whole thing here, the whole rundown.
Shortchange the fruit plate.
Yeah. So he's like, It was $350 for breakfast. And I was like, wait a minute, where'd you stay? He goes, no, it's just a regular MD. And it's all the casinos in town that I can't believe the prices of room service. You know what's funny? Because at the Wynn, which I love the Wynn.
Wait a minute.
I ordered a pot of coffee at the Wynn. I was in room service. My buddies were in town. I said, let's get a pot of coffee. You know, in the morning time, we'll sit around and BS a little bit. Pot of coffee was $50 for a pot of coffee. I was like, wow, $50 for a pot of coffee.
I'm thinking to myself, this can't be true. But then I'm thinking, when was the last time I ordered room service from a hotel room?
Definitely
a long time.
Definitely true. Yeah, definitely true.
So, but he didn't have a menu. So
there was no menus. So you just call up and order.
So did he just pick up a phone and randomly come up with food items? Or he's like, Wellington.
Do you have salmon and lox? Yeah. Do you have a fruit plate and some bacon and eggs? $350. I mean, unbelievable.
So did he hold back the 20 or he gave the 20?
There was an order grad of $50 on the bill. He's like, wait a minute, that's not. And he goes, look at the bill. He's like, wow, this is $350. But he also was. So he just told me about some things in town, how
this
you get hit over the head. Same
this
guy.
Is the same guy.
He even told me he wanted to go to Hooters across the street for something. Hooters is like right across Tropicana.
Yeah, it's not Hooters anymore, though.
Oh, it's not Hooters?
It's Oyo.
Yeah. Okay, maybe there's a Hooters. Is there still a wing place there? The Hooters?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
So he wanted to go to Hooters. He went. So he didn't realize it was so simple, but he got a cab. He said the cab charged him $8, which was fine. He gave the guy $20, and the guy yelled at him. I was like, what do you mean? He goes, I got to get back in line now for $12 tip. I mean, first of all, I hate cab drivers. I can't stand them. They're just, I mean.
Oh, they are.
This is,
come
on.
They're a special bunch here.
You gave him a $12 tip and the guy's mad.
Oh, I have some old Hard Rock cab stories that I'll share on the other side.
Hard Rock Airport cab, they hate you. They hate you. They slam your bags.
By the way, Kelly tells me in my ear that there is a Hooters restaurant still inside.
Okay. Yeah.
Or so he hears. Coming more unscripted with the Crack Man next.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Billy, you heard about this, right? We are back on Sirius XM 8 days from now. Starting January 17th, you can catch VSiN's 24/7 sports betting coverage on Sirius XM channel 158 and the Sirius XM app. But that's not all. VSiN launching a brand new show just for Sirius XM listeners. It's already on the air. VSiN live on Mad Dog Sports Radio. Patrick Maher and Dustin Sweetelson. They started on Monday. And they are on SiriusXM channel 82 from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern with VSiN Live on Mad Dog Sports Radio. Mark your calendars, though, for the whole network. Friday, January 17th, VSiN 24/7 coverage debuts on SiriusXM channel 158. Let's go.
That's giant because people, you know, how much?
It is giant.
People were just so mad. How do I listen to this show? How do I, you know, so now we're, and that's going to be a serious channel 24/7?
24/7.
That's great.
24/7, 365. Remember, because we used to be on Sirius, and this is more applicable to you and me. People of a certain age, your friends, you say, hey, where can I hear you guys? And you're like, okay, well, you know, YouTube, TV, and iHeartRadio. And they don't really get it.
Yeah.
But if you say Sirius XM, they're like, oh, got it.
Oh, yeah. Sirius, right. Yeah. Sirius is probably shaking them down, VSiN. I know the way they work. But anyway, let me tell you, though, it's very, here we go, another sensitive subject.
Yes, sir. By the way, can I just tell my Hard Rock cab stories real quick?
Oh, yeah, go back to the cabs.
I've said this before, but I just want to say these two again. Before rideshare used to be in Las Vegas, there was Uber, before there was Lyft, some of you may know, I used to stay at the Hard Rock all the time. Bill and I met at the Hard Rock for the first time. So the Hard Rock happened to be the closest hotel to the airport, and the cabs would line up like 30 deep to pick up people. I might be selling that short, but they would have to wait, and the cab line was this long, snaky thing. And so finally, when you got in the cab, and if you dared say, hey, what hotel are you going to? I'm going to the Hard Rock. They would get so angry. I literally had at least a couple screaming at me.
Mad.
Hey, I'm sorry. That's where I'm staying, man. It's like they're so angry that they waited that time.
I tell you, I've been in line for all this time, and I'm going to Hard Rock, you know?
Yeah.
And they didn't even care you're going to give them a good tip or nothing. It didn't matter.
Oh, no. Even if you gave them 20%, if it didn't round up to the five, they would get very upset with you.
Yeah, like I said, this guy gave him $12, and the cab driver, like, you know, gave him a hard time. What do you want, buddy? 20? What do you want? You're going across the street.
It's just berating the passengers. Anyway, I'm sorry. What's your new controversy?
Tipping.
Subject? tipping. What do you know?
What happens now with the eight guys? We're like, they're going to get a check.
Yes.
They're not at the counter. Uh-huh. They're not being handed money over the counter.
Yeah.
Of course, that's and this guy that I spoke to, now I have his number. We talked on the phone. What's a proper tip? I said, listen, keep me out of this, buddy. The tipping part,
keep me out of it.
You know, the team, what did they win about? $1.8 million per team.
Almost $1.8 million a piece, yeah.
So you're winning about $1.8 million a team. I mean, are you supposed to? Per team. Are you, you know, it's funny because you ask these questions on, like, Twitter, and you get all these people under anonymity. Oh, 10%, 20%.
It's just thrown out.
I mean, it literally.
Everyone's so generous.
Listen, let me see if I put it on here. I did. So Las Vegas Locally, one of the greatest follows, by the way.
Great, yeah.
Las Vegas Locally said, on Sunday, a blackjack player at the D at the Fremont hit a progressive jackpot for $127,000.
Yeah.
Yesterday, a different blackjack player hit a progressive for $1.2 million.
Yes.
Neither player tipped the dealers a single dollar. Word for word, I'm reading Las Vegas Locally's tweet.
Okay, can I make my comment that I always make in these situations? Okay, I'll be that guy. I just want to say it again. I would juxtapose again. I was in Korea for 2 weeks last summer. It's a non-tipping culture. In fact, if you offer a tip, they find it insulting because they say, was my service not good enough, right? So that's their culture. I'm not suggesting we have to adopt that culture. But what I am suggesting is that Las Vegas and perhaps other parts of Nevada, the people who live here and who work here have their culture where they believe it's you tip on everything, right? You win a video poker at a bar, you tip the bartender, all this stuff. And all I'm saying to the people of Las Vegas is that's your culture. Not everybody knows about your culture. And so people who win contests or win video poker at a bar, it's not like they're aware in many cases that that's what they're supposed to do. And sometimes it's not a cheapskate thing. Sometimes it's just like, why would I? It wouldn't even occur to some people.
Are you talking about these people that won the 127?
I'm not saying
they're
those people.
Gambling at a table?
Listen, maybe they know, but I will say that I have had past contest winners who have won maybe not quite 1.7, but more than half of that.
Sure.
Who have called me after they've won and are like, Gil, what am I supposed to tip these people?
Right.
Because they want, right? They want They want 5% of this.
5%.
And 5% of this is like $40,000 or $50,000.
I'm paying 30% in taxes. He goes, 5%.
He goes, I'm not paying that. I got a wife and kids. I'm like, you shouldn't then. Right. Don't. He says, what's appropriate? I said, if you gave them 10 and anybody complained, it's criminal. But 5 might do the trick. Like, 5 is appropriate to me.
5,000, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. 5,000, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But 10, if anyone got mad at you for giving them 5 or 10, you know what I said after that. I'm like, tell them to go, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that this notion, like Las Vegas Locally, talking about the what games were those? Blackjack?
Blackjack. On two different blackjack progressives. One for $127,000, one for $1.2
million. I'm just telling you that the part that Las Vegas, I'm not picking on him specifically because he's great, but I'm saying the part that the Las Vegas people don't ever consider is people don't know you're supposed to. They don't. I'll be that guy.
I would agree. I would agree with you about people. Sometimes people just don't know. Now, if you're playing a table game, normally that means you're a gambler. You're involved. If you're playing something where you're getting a $1.2 million check, no cash, you know, it's situational. Like, do you ask for some cash to tip? You know, usually if you're a gambler, you're just a tipper. But you know, amazingly, like the responses to this tweet were crazy. People are crazy. Now, some people are the other way and said, what does the dealer give you when you lose? Like a lot of people said that.
I'm telling you.
A lot of people said, oh, they're not getting taxed on their tips next year. You want me to give them money? Like you know, I'll tell you this. I'll stick up for I really will. I'll stick up for the casino employees, too, as far as this. They should get paid more.
Yeah.
Do you know what a dealer gets paid in Atlantic City? It's not like Las Vegas where they start like $7, $8 an hour.
Right.
Atlantic City, you get $3 an hour.
By the way, that's a very valid counter argument.
Like, they paid him some money.
Why is the burden placed on the person? Why is the person shunned for not knowing necessarily that he or she is supposed to tip? Why, maybe you should just pay them more, right? Like, that's a valid argument.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tipping culture, though, gambling in general.
It is a tipping culture.
I am going to tell you, I know that the casino managers and the owners, that they don't like what I'm saying here. I'm a guy that tips outside.
Well, you, I'm a parking lot guy. You, Fezzik, you guys have lived here since the Eisenhower administration, as I like to say, right? You've lived here forever. You gamble. You're in these casinos every day. You know that to tip all the time. People will look at you askance if you don't, right? That kind of thing, right? You don't want the shame.
Let me tell you something. You too.
Yes.
Not just me.
No, me
you
too.
You tip $5,000 for winning $1 million.
Yeah.
They're going to say, you believe that Gil was this cheap?
Absolutely.
Me too.
Would. Absolutely.
So I'm telling
would.
You right now, for $5,000, they're going
to
say that.
Absolutely they will. And I'm well aware of that, right? I should hope to be in that situation where we have that debate. What should I give them? But I'm just saying that it is interesting because getting back to the original thing, how we brought this up. So the eight entries that chop, and some of them are, I don't know who's individual, I don't know who's a team, but they're going to have to come up with some number, and it's never going to be the same number.
It's never going to be the same number. I'm willing to bet my bankroll one of those teams won't tip a dollar.
I agree.
I'm going to say, like, if there was a bet,
a sports book
that said, will one of the eight teams not tip anything? The yes is minus about 3-1.
I agree, but then I'm going to add the second prop, which is, will the person, if in fact one of the entries does not tip a dollar, is it because they are cheap and don't want to, or is it because they are ignorant to the fact that that's what they're supposed to do? I think that's a lot closer to a coin flip than you think it is.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe people just don't realize you're supposed to. I'm not saying it's supposed to.
Because
if you like the people, if you like the tellers, there's places I don't like. There's a certain casino in town. I hate that they have to split tips. I don't like one of the tellers. Yeah. She's just very nasty. She's nasty to everybody.
And for anybody who's like, what is Gil talking about? Just think about, put yourself in the mind of someone who, and I'm talking about this, I'm talking about my DC guys, right? Who like have come here since the dawn of time. But like early on, I'm sure their attitude, I know these guys. If they won video poker at a bar, they'd be like, well, why am I tipping? That guy didn't do anything for me. I'm playing a machine. Or if they win now on a blackjack table, because they actively see a dealer doing stuff, they know to give money. But in a sports betting contest, their attitude is more like the video poker thing where they're like, well, they're doing a contest. Like, they didn't make my picks. They didn't submit my picks. Why am I tipping them?
Yeah, it's a subject that has a lot of controversy.
I just think it's fascinating. Yeah,
even at a video poker bar, and if I'm chasing a progressive or something, I'm tipping the slot attendant. I'm tipping the bartender. But sometimes it's tough when you're stuck money, and now they see you win $4,000, and you're stuck. You know, $2,800. You only win $1,200. They're like, oh, I'm getting $100 out of this, and you're taking 10% of my profit.
It's like when you tell your wife, hey, I won $30,000, and she's, oh, I'm going to buy jewelry. Yeah, like, wait, what about the stuff that I lost the other day?
They don't know.
Yeah, they don't know. It's different, same but different kind of thing.
My wife, civilian, she is.
More Unscripted with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger, Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Are you the kind of player who wants to drop $10,000 or more on an NFL line at the best price in the market? Or maybe you're looking for instant acceptance on your in-game bets? You need Sporttrade, the app that's revolutionizing sports betting with minus 104 lines instead of the standard minus 110 instant in-game betting and a dedicated concierge player service. Sporttrade delivers a premium betting experience like no other. Now live in New Jersey, Colorado, Iowa, Arizona, and Virginia. Download Sporttrade today. Use code VSiN to earn 10% cash back on every wager during your first week. Terms apply. Got to be 21 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Gil Alexander. It's Bill Krakenman. Bill Krakenberger at Bill Krakenman with a K on Twitter. The name of his podcast is Wise Guys with, Wise Cracks, pardon me, with Bill Krakenberger and John Orlando. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Can't wait to hear what people are saying. C. Spackler. Oh, I think Kirk Cousins will win Comeback Player of the Year. Such a nice guy, apparently. I think that's all you need to win the award. Stats or numbers? Who believes in numbers? Talking about our award segment earlier. Nemesis Enforcer. Those prices that you were talking about, Billy, at MGM, trying to replace lost revenue from resort fees, robbing you without the gun and bandana. Nick G. Can we get Crackman on the Vegas Lifestyle Pod this year? Great idea.
All right.
Melts.
Is that Super Bowl day?
No, it's the week off between the championship games of the Super Bowl. It's Meltzer Like Seltzer, Mark Meltzer. We had Fezzik on last year, but that's a great idea. You should be on too.
Great. I don't know what it is, but
We just talk about everything in Vegas. Restaurants, night. When we were younger, we used to talk about nightclubs.
Yeah.
Now we're too old and fucked up, so we don't talk about it as much. But we, you know. Okay.
Oh, good. Sounds great.
This is from, let's see, Charlie D, USA number one. Vegas has priced out the average Joe. Unless you have friends that are 7-star or diamond plus, you're not getting a seat in the sports book, and getting a bet in quickly isn't happening. Mike, that's Lee. Jamie Leva. Gil thinking, I'm here too, as Kelly bypasses him to give Crackman waters. Have a great day, gentlemen. Yeah, you noticed that, huh? Mortal Locks. Gil, I like to think I'm a tech-savvy guy, but I can't seem to find these Twitter live streams for the Megapod or AO preview. Where do I find these live Twitter feeds? Thanks. Mortal Locks, thank you for tweeting this. I, if nothing else, am an idiot. So when I say that it's coming on, what I should do, what I need to do is retweet the original sent out by the VEASAN live Twitter account. So I need to do that on my feed, because obviously that's where most of the listens are going to come from. So that's my bad, but it does originate at VEASAN live. I will retweet them at Beating the Book from now on. Bobby Geddes. So you're telling me Fezzik, defensive player of the year and defensive rookie of the year, combined to play 5 games this season. Come on, Steve. Great segment, guys. Yes, he's done. That's it. His award is being taken away. Kelly says that's not it's not an accurate portrayal. It wasn't 5 games. But still, I get the point. Jimmy Lopez. I am a poker dealer at a card room in SoCal. Dealt bad beat jackpot, 8K bad beat hand, 4K winner of hand, 12K table share. 8K guy tipped nothing at the table, but outside, because he didn't want other dealers on the floor to see what he was giving me.
That's exactly what I would do.
Okay.
I'm an outside guy.
Yeah, outside.
I know
guy.
The places don't like that.
He's a knock around outside guy.
I just say, listen, when I just told the clerk at the West. Oh, boy. I just opened my mouth. Jesus. I just told the clerk in town, I said, if the Eagles get to the Super Bowl, you and I are going to the Italian American Club. That's what I told them.
There you go.
And that's not just for Italian food.
Paul Zhang, $3 an hour. Tell him to move to Niagara Falls, Canada for 6 times that amount.
That's what it is. It's for, you know, it's on the break, someone texted me. It's actually $4 an hour in Atlantic City, a starting dealer.
JC at JC562076 tweets, and by the way, we had Felica texting about this as well.
Yeah.
How much do you tip the proxy for winning a contest?
That's the big thing. I wasn't even thinking
that. We weren't
that.
Even talking about the
about
proxy.
That. Yeah. I'm talking about the guys at the counter. So your proxy. Well, I'll tell you again, and I love the proxies. Very good people. Yeah. I love them to death. If you want a tip, sign me up at the beginning of the year for a percentage, and I'll give you a tip, and I'm not going to pay you the dime
that's
or whatever
right.
it is.
You either get your fee or you get a percentage. You're not getting both. That's your attitude.
That's my attitude.
I like it.
I'm going to give you – you can make a lot of money with me if you think I'm good.
Well,
you can make a lot of money. You can make a lot more than you're going to make, you know, me paying you to put the picks in.
Yeah.
Let's sign up for that.
Maddie is not happy with you. Maddie and Tony are not happy with you right now, but I agree with you. Blue Hen Bill, has Crack ever been on the Megapod? If not, why not? He's on your show on Thursday. Should be easy. Inquiring minds want to know. Yes, Crack has been on the Betting Dork podcast. He's also been on the Beating the Book podcast, Megapod. But not every year. But you have been on the Megapod before. We're at the D. You were at them on the Megapod. You'll get Crack.
I don't know.
There.
Was I?
Yes, you were.
Okay, good.
Your memory is terrible.
Terrible.
Jonathan Doe. You're not even talking about what to tip your proxy, how much we've taken for him. We're talking for him. Yeah, that's exactly right. How about this? Jeff Isaacs. I tip the counter when I cash tickets I place on the kiosk when I'm out in Vegas.
So now hold it. Now, is he saying he bets the kiosk?
He bets it at the
and
kiosk.
And goes to the counter and cashes the ticket in.
He cashes it.
Well,
and then
it's the same thing as them writing a ticket for you. Yeah, you could tip on that, I guess. It's the same thing as you have a ticket, you're cashing in winnings. You can throw him a few bucks.
That's not the same thing.
Because it's not.
Well, because he's going to a machine to make the bet.
Okay.
He doesn't even need them to make the bet, but he's still tipping them.
When he can't. Well, I mean, then you could make the point that I shouldn't be tipping when I cash out of my app. I grab money out of my app.
Maybe you shouldn't be.
And I give him something because I...
Because you're Bill Krakenberger.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. If I had a mustache on, maybe I would do a little bit less. A little fake mustache.
Anthony Tritolo at Lakewood Ace. I agree with the tip when I win a contest at the sportsbook, but who do I actually give the money to? Oh, that's also very smart. That's right.
Do you go to the
person that you happen to go to get your winnings just by, randomly is that person. Is that the person you're tipping?
Yeah, the random
person. Are you
person.
Tipping the supervisor
I want to, make sure everyone,
to spread it out?
Right,
to
spread
like,
it
what
out.
Are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. Someone just texted me. He's right. He's probably right. He goes, Bill, who are you kidding? You're not going to tip the proxy? You know what? Because it's, I guess I, someone just sent that text to me. I guess I probably would. No, I'm friends with the proxies that are involved.
Yeah.
And it's a personal relationship. I have to live here with these people. And, you know.
He's to live here with these people.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I would throw them something, too.
Maybe you should rephrase that.
Yeah.
I got to live here with these people. Las Vegas 514. Yo. Ask Crack, has he ever been in a situation where he doesn't have cash to tip and feels awful that he couldn't tip? Keep tipping, homie, he says.
No.
You're always packing cash.
Yeah, carry cash. It ain't heavy.
I shouldn't say that out loud, but he is.
No, it's very, very interesting. So I know we've beaten this subject down in the past, but this is the time of the year to do that. This is contest time. Just happened. So this is definitely the time of the year that you talk about this. You know?
Ice Cold Gambler tweets, says, come on, Gil, you know the rule. If you win 30K, you tell the wife you won 3K. Take her to dinner. That's right. He's absolutely right. I know the rules. No, it is that time of year, and it never fails to get rampant response.
Yeah.
Because it speaks to not just sports betting. It speaks to human decency, human expectation, what is rational, what is irrational, right? So it's beyond just the actual transaction itself, I think.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And I find the expectation part, as I was talking about last segment, I find that even more fascinating, because just because it's your culture, the fact that you think everybody should conform to your culture is an interesting thing.
You said in Korea, yeah. I find this hard to believe. They take it as an insult if you give them a tip.
Yes, in some cases they do. Yes, in every case that I try.
Well, the Koreans over here don't. I can tell you that. You go to get a massage from a Korean. If you don't tip enough, they're coming after the
it's not
Korean mob guy in the back's coming after you.
Because it's in Vegas. They've been Americanized.
They've been Americanized.
Yes.
Wow, I can't believe it. I didn't know it was like that there.
Yeah, no. It's by the way, it's a beautiful thing.
Really?
It's a beautiful thing.
Someone told me, like, Thailand, it's like $5 for a massage or something.
Who was it? Was it Chrissy? My mishpucha was telling me the story. Chrissy was telling me that when his daughter was a bartender in Australia, hope I get this right, when his daughter was a bartender in Australia, she would love it when the Americans would come because they would tip her 20%. In right. Australia, you don't tip.
It's the same thing in Australia?
Well, that's what he was saying about his daughter. So she was like, oh, I love when the Americans come because they don't know you're not supposed to tip. So they gave me the money like that. So it's a cultural thing. And here it's that on steroids. That's all. I mean, I think all of that's interesting.
Huh. So like England is not like that, though, right?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
not
I'm
sure.
Just like that. There,
I'm not sure what.
Yeah,
from country to country.
Yeah, country to country. That's interesting. I didn't know that they would consider it. Who would consider something an insult? Just think about the.
I can understand that if you're like, well, what do you if you're not familiar with the concept,
right?
Right, and you're like, what did I not did yeah. I not perform what I was supposed to do? Why are you giving me extra money? I mean, it's just a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful sentiment, I think.
What would incentivize them to do something like to do a better job, you know, giving you
maybe they're getting paid better. You know, that's the thing.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they're not getting paid. So $3
service in a restaurant, giving you an extra server, giving you better service. Like, what would incentivize them to, you know, here it's all about tipping in restaurants.
Of course. Well, restaurants. I mean, who doesn't tip handsomely at restaurants?
You're saying in those countries, there's no tipping at restaurants.
That's a good question. I can't remember now.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I don't want to say something that's not true.
I find it kind of interesting, though. I have heard that Europe or some parts of Europe, that there is no tipping anywhere. The tipping culture.
Crane pool. Maybe the sportsbook table games and hand pay should have a screen like Starbucks with the tip suggestion on them.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Perhaps you should pay 18% would be this amount. Bill Krakenberger. At Bill Krakman with a K. Wise Cracks.
There we go.
What's wrong with me this morning? Wise Cracks with Bill Krakenberger and John Orlando.
And Randy McKay throughout the whole football season.
And Randy McKay all season long.
Yeah, my man Randy.
Wherever podcasts are distributed. Coming back on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
Coming up top of the hour after a numbers game, Money Moves with Stormy Bonatoni and Matt Brown today. They're always the duo on Thursdays. That's from noon to 2 Eastern. Followed by Prop Points with John Hanson from 2 to 3. Make It Rain with Adam Schein from 3 to 4. Coming up right here at Visa, the Sports Betting Network. We get tweets, we get texts. Tweets first. This is from the numbers guys. Caesar 7-star status. We've heard Fez talk about 7-star perks. Are you two seven-star guys currently, and can a small-time recreational bettor like me, through shrewd, low-risk play, attain seven-star status? And last but not least, are the perks still as good? Wow, a lot of questions. I am not. I was on the doorstep of being it, and then Caesars changed the rules. It was a bad game of red light, green light.
I was just reading his text, and I'm not seven-star. I have it now until January 31st, but
that's the end.
But I'm done. I'm done with Caesars. They threw us out. They don't like people that win.
Speaking of the Vegas Lifestyle Show, Fezzik will pretty much, I'm sure, he'll give you a dissertation on how you can get to seven-star status, though. David Green. Gil, my wife is a nurse practitioner. Never missed a day through COVID. Saves lives monthly. Never been tipped. See, there you go. Why don't you tip her? She saved lives.
This is Reservoir Dogs opening scene.
No, I'm just telling you. This is such a... The notion that Vegas people get so offended... Right. It's like, no, those are your rules. Not everybody knows them. Clifford J. Maher. No tipping in Japan either. Skip Crooker. In England, there is not even a tip line on your credit card receipt. They completely don't expect a tip at restaurants. Get the money racing. Be careful with the tell the wife girlfriend you only want X versus what you actually did. I did that. Then at a social gathering, my DJ buddy yells over, where are you and the girlfriend going with the extra 35K you hit on the pick five? Back to Costa Rica?
Oh, God.
That's great. John Balduzzi. I grew up working in my uncle's Italian restaurant. It's my history that people tip on the subtotal, not the tax total. That's how I do my tips. I'm a 25% tipper always, but usually tip on the subtotal. Also, I made more in the 90s as a busser than a New Jersey dealer does today.
Amazing.
Brian Morian. And I believe in France, tipping in restaurants is not a thing because the waiters are seen as professionals and paid as such. I have heard, too, that a lot of them are close with the owners, so it's also insulting the owner for not paying well if you tip. Chance Copperpot. When I was over in the UK, I tipped and the server was offended. I asked why because I wanted to understand, and the explanation I got was, I don't need your handouts.
Wow, there's my answer.
This is all corroborating Jesus. My point of view, Bill. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, this is such...
This is shocking, all these different countries. And
Vegas people are out of their damn minds.
Wow.
Chris Hartman. Gil, just a thought. Perhaps the euphoria of winning $1.2 million on a hand of blackjack moved tipping to the back of the to-do list. Hopefully, they realized afterwards and made right. That's possible. Kip Heisterman. Bill, we real ones appreciate you calling out the BS in the space when it comes to self-proclaimed influencers. Keep up the good work. Love the transparency.
Thank you, sir.
Jamie Samuel, I've spent a lot of time in Europe and mostly Spain. Many British people who travel to places like Mallorca complain because more Americans are coming over and they tip too much and they think we're showing off. We just don't know any better. How about that viewpoint? Here come the Americans tipping, just showing off. By the way, this is Steve Fezzik. We get texts as well. Fezzik, you got to tip your proxy, he says. These are really, really hardworking people. I've seen Tony, talking about Maddie and Tony.
Yeah.
Tony, by the way, is as sweet as could be.
They're nice
guys. She says, I've seen Tony put in thousands of cards, literally. It will take her 8 hours on a Friday, and think how stressful it is. She has to have a zero error rate. Getting back to our original discussion about the survivor sweat in the air, she has to have a zero error rate as well.
Never thought about the error rate.
That's right. It ties nicely into what we were talking about before.
Can you change them if you go to the counter and say, hey, I put in New England instead of Buffalo? Can you do that?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know if they give the proxies that leeway. By the way, Fezzik then adds, and I won't give names here, but he says, having said that, I'm heading to a certain property today to pick up my money. They just don't like me. I'll take care of the guy who runs the contest, but I'm not going to tip a place that doesn't treat me well and doesn't appreciate me.
Yeah.
Clearly. No. Yeah. So there's all that.
You know, maybe I regret saying right away, spontaneously, don't tip your... I wasn't saying that, but...
No, but
I was
a lot
saying,
of people
listen,
feel the way
I'd
you
like
do.
To give you a percentage of it. Wouldn't you like to make 20 grand instead of making $100? You know what I mean? It's 100 bucks. Wouldn't you like a chance to make 20 grand?
I think a lot of people feel how you do.
2%, 1%, don't charge me and take a percentage. But... Again, going back to what I said about living here and, being with these people, there may be a point here now that I'm hearing Fez say, there might be a better point even to tip the proxy that does work for you, but you're paying them, than the people behind the counter who have nothing to do with the contest at all.
And so all I'm saying is all of these points are valid. The only thing I object to, and I'm the guy who tips handsomely at the restaurants. I'm the guy who tips handsomely to the valet. I have my building and stuff. I'm just saying there is more than one point of view. And for Vegas, for the folks here to be so entrenched in their culture that they make judgments about other human beings, there's a lot more that's happening.
And we're tippers, you and I.
Yes.
So think about that. We're tippers. People, not saying that we don't tip away a large portion of our income. It's really, I'm an overtipper, but this is a very interesting situation, especially the ones that are the ones that wanted the tables and didn't tip.
Right.
That's very, that's almost shocking to me. You're right. They cut the money out. $127,000. They'll come to the table with the chips right in front of you, take a picture, video. How can you not throw a chip to, you got to be throwing chips to even the other players. Here you go, guys. They're nice players that are playing with you. Yeah, you throw them a couple $100. You got to throw the dealer something.
I mean, people who play blackjack start to learn that culture, learn that behavior.
Oh, you're right.
Right?
You're right.
On a blackjack table, they learn that behavior. I'm not so sure if it's a more solitary game if people learn that behavior. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Real quick, before we continue with this, it's our G-Bank Best Bets of the Day, everybody. Courtesy of G-Bank, the official bank of VSiN, not only on this show, but on every show. We got a bevy. Can I say bevy? I got the Rams plus the points versus the Vikings plus the three specifically. I also have the Rams on the money line in a game that could be moved Monday night to Arizona if the fires persist in a way that people are displaced. So the NFL saying right now it's still in L.A., but it could. They do have a contingency plan to play that game in Arizona on Monday night. I have Iga Swiatek to win the Australian Open at plus 550. I also have bets on Carolina Muhova and Mira Andreeva, 25-1 each. And I have really small bets, but just a sprinkle on Alex de Minaur and Grigor Dimitrov at 50-1 and 65-1 respectively on the men's side. In the rare spread my bets around slam for me. Kelly, oh, look at him. First round leaders on Luke Clanton, Taylor Pendrith, and Ben Griffin. 50-1, 50-1, and 55-1, respectively. By the way, Joe Pita, big Luke Clanton guy who is doing things that not many have done in history here in the early part of his career. So Kelly is on those three, first-round leader. Those are the Sony Open. Then Zach Cohen, basketball. The man loves the Hornets. He's on the Hornets tonight, plus the points. And then college football, he's on Texas, plus the points against Ohio State tomorrow night in the second semifinal. He is on the Texans, the Houston Texans, Saturday, first wild card weekend football game, Texans plus the points against the Los Angeles Chargers. Chris Felica, props for these college football semifinals. He's not playing sides or totals. He's got props. Nicholas Singleton, over 61.5 rushing yards for Penn State. Notre Dame first possession to end with a punt. And Felica only laid minus 105 on that. And then he's got Will Howard, Ohio State's quarterback, over 10.5 rushing yards. His NFL play is he is taking, now that this is down to a pick'em, I mean, this has been all Rams money all week long. This is a pick'em now.
Right here behind us, pick'em. Right circle.
Yeah, Felica's on the Vikings as his play in that ball.
Oh, against you. I just realized that.
Well, I got plus three. We can conceivably both win.
When that line came out plus three, I said that, wow.
Yeah. By the way, just let me wrap it up here. G-Bank, by the way, the official bank of VSiN. If you're serious about sports betting, you need the G-Bank Visa signature card. Most credit cards, street sportsbook, and gaming transactions as cash advances. Even when you put your own money on the card, G-Bank treats gaming transactions as purchases, so you're typically saving up to 3-5% on cash advance fees right there. Right now, for a limited time, you'll receive a $250 bonus after you spend $1,000 in the first 90 days. Apply now at VSiN.com/G-Bank. That's VSiN.com/G-Bank. Subject credit approval, terms and conditions apply.
I just took a picture of it because I have to get that card. I'm nuts about 2%. Anyway, you get 2% back, but the 250 bonus, that's it.
I was wondering what you were just taking a picture of.
Took a picture of this. I want to apply for the card.
Yeah. Any parting words, sir, in the last 90 seconds?
Oh,
as you normally do?
No, not really. We're just going along here. And yeah. Oh, by the way, I love this weekend. I love playoff weekend. This is it's for real. You get to watch games over 3 days, NFL games. This is a really fun time of the year.
Do you have bets?
Yeah, but I can't give out bets that moved already. You know what I mean? Mike Palm just came through here.
Yeah.
It's funny. He said he likes under the Notre Dame Penn State game. I would lean
so
that way.
Many people like the under tonight.
Oh, I see.
That worries me a little bit. Yeah. That worries me a little. But that anecdotally, that seems to be the most popular thing, which again, I sort of laid the case out for the first segment of the show. Very possible. 45.5 is where it is right now. What is the NFL bet, regardless of the line that you made, that you feel the best about? Is there one above all?
I bet Pittsburgh Baltimore under 46.5.
Okay.
But as far as the games themselves, I'm trying to think about this Minnesota game real quick. I'll just tell you, everyone sees the game last week and automatically says, "Oh, Minnesota's done." They played a great season, and
you know what? The first three quarters of that should have gone differently. I'm on the Rams, games. But I totally get it. I made that case earlier this week. We've done all we can do. Bill, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Money Moves with Stormy and Matt Brown next, right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.